What is the most useful invention that people have in their homes? Human innovation has led to the prevalence of new technologies within almost all of our lives. Most notably, technology has become an increasingly common presence within domestic settings for the sake of convenience. Out of all of these inventions, the one which has demonstrated the most use for people is likely the fridge. Preserving food has consistently proved to be a challenge of dire importance facing people throughout human history. However, with the ubiquitous access to fridges in modern society, anyone is capable of preserving food for as long as possible with little thought. Does using equipment in the home make people lazy? With the number of amenities each modern home is now equipped with, people have at their disposal a variety of ways to save time on household chores. However, the added convenience of these items can incline one to expend less effort than they might typically in accomplishing everyday tasks. For instance, rather than putting in the time to prepare a decent meal from scratch, one might instead use a microwave to heat up food purchased from a supermarket. Moreover, with the increasingly common usage of online food delivery apps, one might simply decide to have food delivered to their door. This in mind, it could easily be argued that the availability of household goods is making people lazier. What equipment might people like to have in the home in the future? As technology progresses, the concept of smart homes is becoming increasingly more popular. People, therefore, are more interested in investing in home goods which can automate or enhance the general functions of a house. In the future, it will become all the more common to make use of robot vacuum cleaners such as Xiaomi to streamline the upkeep of one's home. In this respect, smart appliances also offer a variety of desirable features for people, such as the ability to operate home technologies remotely from one's phone. The future will see more and more people incorporate these sorts of appliances into their homes. What types of technology are most important in schools today? Technology sees widespread employment in schools today as to facilitate an effective, modern learning environment. Most schools make use of an extensive IT infrastructure, which is employed in tandem with traditional teaching methods. For example, virtual learning environments hosted by the cloud are now commonplace in any child's education. These platforms are used to host resources and archives that a student can refer back to, rather than being forced to rely solely on the notes they take during class. As well as enhancing educational techniques, such an incorporation of technology ensures that students grow up computer literate, better preparing them for entry into the outside world. Can watching television programs in class be a good way of learning? Not all students learn the same way, and so visual content can often prove an effective means of amplifying teaching techniques for students who may be more visually orientated learners. In an educational setting, video clips can be an excellent method of condensing information into a format most comprehensible for students. However, an over-reliance on programming material can be detrimental to the overall learning experience, as students typically require a variety of different study methods in order to retain information definitively. Because of this, though a useful tool, television programs should be used in moderation within the classroom. Will the computer one day completely replace the teacher? Nowadays, more and more people are using computers to educate themselves on subjects without the influence of a teacher. Due to the vast wealth of resources available to people for free online, computers are being used by consumers as a primary educational tool when it comes to subjects such as language learning, history, and music. However, despite their widespread use, computers are very unlikely to replace the role of the teacher in a school setting. This is because children, more often than not, do not possess the same agency and motivation as adults, and require some form of instruction from an authority figure in order to learn effectively.